Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the praiseworthy, He's al-Hamid. He is praiseworthy whether we praise Him or not, He's praiseworthy whether we believe in Him or not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy in His essence, He's praiseworthy in His attributes, He's praiseworthy in His actions, He's praiseworthy in His legislation, He's praiseworthy in what He allows to happen. And so a lot of times people will present a contention and they'll say, why did God allow for this to happen? Allah is praiseworthy even after it happens. Allah says, for example, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. Allah describes a massacre that happens, a stain on human history, the killing of Ashabul Lukhdud. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the only reason why these people were massacred and were hated is because they believed in Allah Al-Aziz Al-Hamid. Al-Aziz indicates to us that Allah could have prevented that massacre. He is the Mighty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Himself Al-Hamid, indicating that He is praiseworthy in having allowed it to happen, because the consequences were praiseworthy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praiseworthy in whatever He legislates.